The ABC has confirmed the government will today effectively dump its unpopular backpacker tax. From the 1st of July, the government had planned to remove the tax-free threshold for overseas travellers working in Australia. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, hinted the government would make changes when asked about it at a pub in Darwin last night.
Look, this is something that we're very alert to. We're looking at it and watch this space is what I would say.
Labor leader Bill Shorten, meanwhile, is expected to face questions about penalty rates when he makes an appearance in South Australia today. The unions and the Greens are both calling for a guarantee that workers' weekend penalty rates will be protected after the election. Yesterday, Mr. Shorten only promised that he'd write to the Fair Work Commission and urge it to maintain penalty rates. There have been chaotic scenes in Melbourne overnight after a collision between a car, a tram and a house. Somehow, no one was seriously injured when a BMW smashed into a tram in Melbourne's east, causing it to veer off the tracks and into the front bedroom of a house. And the US Secretary of State John Kerry says America and its allies are ready to begin arming the Libyan unity government. Last month, the Libyan government warned that the Islamic State group could seize most of its country if it is not halted very soon. Mr. Kerry says Libyan authorities will be allowed to receive ammunition and weapons through exemptions.